Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and welcome to my Lunch and Learn. This week, we're going to be reviewing the Battle 50. Such an amazing weekend. Grandmaster Joe Corley did a first-class job of bringing together over 100 martial artists, over 100 martial artists in one place to celebrate receiving the Joe Louis Eternal Warrior Award. What a weekend. What a moment. This was a very empowering moment in time. It also signifies a changing time. Yeah, a changing time. And I think this is a changing time for the good. It's the recognition of our great warriors of the past that we did everything on a manual level. We were men of determination, women of determination. There's a new generation. And that new generation, they use technology. They use their physical gifts and skills. I think that we're going to be okay. I was at the Battle of Atlanta Finals, and I saw some amazing young ladies and guys performing. Their skills was unbelievable. But as we move forward from the past to the future, we still have to give respect to the beginning, because without some of the great pioneers that were at the Battle of Atlanta, we wouldn't have had the Battle of Atlanta. We wouldn't have sport karate the way that we have it today. And as we move forward into the Olympics and all the positive things it's going to bring, we have to embrace and empower ourselves and embrace the change. So we're going to sit back here in a moment, and we're going to listen to some interviews that we did at the Battle of Atlanta, talk with some really great people. Did an interview with Professor Gary Lee, as always, had a good time. So, hey, enjoy the show, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. Don't forget, on August the 3rd, we have the Who's Who Legends Awards Banquet in Washington, D.C. This promises to be an event that you do not want to miss. Another historical moment in time. So remember, join us in Washington, D.C. at the AMAA Who's Who Legends Awards Banquet in conjunction with Grandmaster Dennis Brown's Capital Classic.
Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and I'm coming to you live from the Battle of Atlanta 50 here in Atlanta, Georgia. We got Professor Gary Lee here with us. We've got the major players. We got Dean Piles here. We have, champions. I mean, this is such a huge weekend. Only thing I can say, I sure wish you were here. And I'm here interviewing these guys, and they have a new project that they're doing, and no room for racism. I mean, this is something we have to constantly preach every day. We have to constantly teach every day about love for each other. And I'm going to have them to talk a little bit about their program, what they're doing, because I've just met these guys. I just met Jeff on Friday, and so they're very passionate about it. So I thought it would be a good time for us to, interview them on our program. And so tell us a little bit about, you can hold like a microphone.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about, your program, what you're doing, what's the purpose. Give us some information.
Well, the main purpose is it's a unifying message, no room for racism. And what that means is we're not targeting any particular group or anything. The idea, no political parties or anything. The idea is that you have a lot of people in extremes that cause a lot of problems. So what we're trying to say is start in your head a unifying message, no room for racism, and let it go to your heart and then go to your business, go to your family or whatever. And the idea is whenever you do get a thought like that, because anybody that says sometimes they don't get those thoughts, they're wrong. People aren't perfect. The idea is get back in your head and say there's no room in this head for racism, none whatsoever. And Dean Piles, Grandmaster Dean Piles, has a school, karate school, teaches all over the place. And he loved the idea because he said, I want to embrace it because I have all kinds of people coming into my organization. And so what we did is this, is we created a situation where companies, corporations can embrace it. And then Gina Tenori wrote a song about it. And they can go to CD Baby, Gina Tenori on CD Baby. just look under, and her name is T-E-N-O-R-E, Gina, and go to CD Baby, and there's a song, No Room for Racism. And this song encompasses really the whole thought of what we're trying to do. And the idea is to change the world, create a revolution on the concept of, hey, there's no reason for this. Doesn't, you can still differ on issues or whatever. And here's Dean. He'll tell you why, what he
Yeah, our whole purpose behind getting behind it is we'd like to just get out to people that they, if they're going to be forming an opinion about somebody, that they look at character, not color, and that they base their opinion on that, if they have to form an opinion at all. So that's the whole thing, and just getting it out there that in the martial arts community, we're from all over the world, all over different backgrounds. We all get along, and it should be that way in everyday life as well. And that's what we're trying to spread, just to get it so there's no political people sticking their fingers in it, because people generally are good to people and will help each other if they're not being stirred up by another group. So if we all decide to band together, then they can't do this. And that's the whole reason that we want to get behind it.
The concept, there's a lot more of us who believe in No Room for Racism than any of the extremist groups. And that's what people don't understand. And that's what we want the message to get out, is that there's more. That's a unifying song. You know, he's Cherokee Indian, and he saw this right away because people have bias and prejudice toward Indians sometimes mm-hmm. when they don't need to be. Yeah. He said, I love this. And so we're just trying to get it going. That's
okay.
it.
Great.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what we look is, as you guys were talking, I'm standing here and I'm looking around the room here, and we have all of these people, and everybody, I would guarantee you, that's standing here, several hundred people, they're enjoying a day of event. The only thing that matters is purpose. So what we have to cultivate is purpose. If you don't have a purpose, then you have all these other things can move into your life and distract you. So what we have to do is to move in the purpose of love. And we have to understand that, you know, with so many things going on that's negative influence, we have to understand what is a negative influence and a positive influence, and to be able to move there. I mean, for the times that has moved on in our history, we don't want history to repeat itself. But if we do the same things we used to do, then history is going to repeat itself.
That's right. I think one of the things we've got to stop blaming and just be positive and move forward. You know, that's the idea. No one's the country was built on freedom and justice for all. It didn't do that right away, but it's moving that way, and we've got to just be positive. We don't need to be knocking negative thoughts into people's heads.
Well, you know, I know that many of the promoters, I know Grandmaster Dennis Brown, he just walked up. He's not even a part of the conversation. But he also runs one of the largest martial arts events in the country. And, you know, these guys, they have a program. They're building No Room for Racism. And you know, I'm saying, as I'm looking out here at all these hundreds of people that are in this lobby, and everybody's thinking about the glory of winning an award, about doing something. So that's what we have to do. We have to get more purpose-driven so that things like racism and hatred.
So, hands, that's where you got your respect. So Charlie Lee told me once, he said, you know, we've been ahead of the rest of the country for 30 years. Martial arts has always been about whoever got in the ring, doesn't matter how tall, how short, what color, what race, what religion, everybody just got in, and it was determined by the ring. And I think that they could take a good example. If you're not in martial arts and you worry about this, put your kids in martial arts. It will start to make that change quicker than anything.
Yes.
I believe that.
And I know for you, sir, you know, you made history as one of the first Americans to train in China. Am I correct?
I was the first one to go to the Shaolin Temple, first one going to China back in 80, 81, 82. And, I was. They say there that I was the first black to come to China, but you know there were people there. They just didn't know.
they didn't realize until Dennis Brown came through.
But now we're trying to get them to come to America. They were here at my tournament last year, and they're starting to try to bring more martial artists here because they want to start running tournaments over there the way we do over here. They were just impressed with what was happening on the floor with all the martial artists. It's a melting pot, and they talked about that.
And that's what we have to realize. With all the nationalities, everybody came here through some way of making it to America, even if you came the bad way. That's your history. That's why they call it history. As we move forward and make history in the martial arts, a very powerful tool. And I commend you, sir, for your efforts and everything that you're actually doing to make this possible.
Thank you very much. And it, a lot like, you know, people in the martial arts, think about the military. When you're in the military, the person beside you, you're all unified. You're going for the same cause. You're trying to, you got to be dedicated. You can't be sitting there worried about, you know, how somebody looks. You worry about their character when you're in war. You know, those guys, think about those people fighting on the front lines. You think they're worried about that stuff? Heck no.
Well, I thought you'd be a good man for that.
If there's anything I can do to help out with it.
Well, I tell you what, you can help me help out, because, you know, we've been pushing the who's who, and then we've been pushing, you know, the capital classes. Let's talk. You got a moment so we can talk about that?
I got a moment, because T. Rondo will kill me if I hang around too long. He's hungry.
Who is this? Who's this?
It's T. Rondo.
Jesse Bowen. How you doing? Good.
I don't know why he's not spoke. He's been around.
You know, well, like I said, we got to get him in the book.
Yeah.
You know, we have to get him, because, like I said, we're talking history. We want to know about people. You know, we want to know about people. Tell us, sir, where are you from?
I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, good.
Born and raised in Brooklyn, New York.
How long have you been in the martial arts?
Over 50 years.
Woo! Well, you know, the book has a message, and that message is, you know, it's trying to say, you know, why, because there isn't any difference between now and yesterday. Our kids still have the same problem. They're just magnified because we know more about it. What got you inspired to become a martial artist?
Well, actually, my father actually started me in the martial arts years ago. I was a little kid raised up in Brooklyn. And, I was a little fat kid.
Okay.
I belonged to a little social group or gang, as you might want to say. But I was the slowest one in the gang. So every time we got into trouble, we got chased, I was the first person
that caught you first.
My dad told me, said, look, I'm tired of you coming home like this. You either learn how to fight, protect yourself, or stay away from those guys.
That's right.
And it was harder to stay away from those guys because they were all in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I see them every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very hard for me. But I had a very wise father.
Mm-hmm.
He started out in judo.
Okay.
He taught me and my brother judo. We went from judo into the martial arts, or most part of the martial arts, but into karate. And that's when I fell in love with karate. I just been doing it for a number of years.
So if someone had to ask you a question, you know, name one of the benefits that you gained from the martial arts that's impacted your life, what would you say one benefit was?
Well, one benefit I see is the benefit of kids, young kids, boys and girls, working together, wanting to learn how to protect themselves. Not to beat up people, not to be violent, but how to protect themselves. And I love that. I love seeing them do that. But if they don't have the proper teacher, and some guys, unfortunately, and I will teach kids to be bullies themselves because they are bullies. I don't particularly care for those kind of people, and I don't particularly care for the teaching of those kinds of people. Unfortunately, it's there.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, when I'm talking about martial arts and the benefit of martial arts, I have to keep going back to is that martial arts is a tool that someone has learned, and now you really hope that they have learned the character development, the respect, the honor, all those things that go into making a real martial artist. We hope that that's actually there. But that's a good factor is that just because you put on the martial arts uniform doesn't say that you're the person to lead my child, or you may not be the person to lead me.
One of my instructors, Hika Ono Sensei from Japan, Okinawa, and other senseis I had in Japan, actually what they explained to me was the difference between the martial arts and karate.
Mm-hmm.
Karate is two words.
Right.
Half of it is Japanese, the other half is Chinese. Karate in Japanese means empty.
Right.
Karate in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Te in hand.
Right.
In Chinese means hand.
Right.
And it's empty hand.
Right.
Karate. And the martial arts actually is weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, sword, bow and arrows, that kind of thing.
Right.
And that's really the difference. A lot of people, it doesn't make a difference what you call it, martial arts or whatever you want to call it. It is what it is. It's a good thing for kids, men, women, children to learn. And it's been good to me. And I hope it's been good to the people that I've instructed over the years.
Well, you know, it's always great when we can look back at our students and come back that we taught them, you know, when they were 10, 15 years old. They come back 30 years later and say thank you.
Oh, that's, absolutely.
That's a great thing.
One of the things that I teach in my school, especially for the young kids, because I got a saying on my wall that I actually borrowed from one of my senseis in Japan. To do what others cannot do is talent. But everyone has talent. So, but to do what talent cannot do is genius.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to strive for.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy teaching that to my
mm-hmm.
students.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that.
Well, you know, sir, you know, that's why we have the Who's Who book. I've just given you essentially what the book is about. The book is about telling stories and getting these stories out in the hand of non-martial artists.
Yeah.
It's not just the martial artists for us to grow the influence of the non-martial artists. So I know Mr. Brown is going to take it. Do your nomination for you.
Yeah, we don't get nominations. You didn't see the book, that you don't. You got to get out of the house.
I'm always out of it. My wife is thinking about it.
Everyone, you know, this has been such a great event. I got to take a shout at Professor Gary Lee. And because you hear him every week on the radio show and everything, and we're actually, you know, he's in Texas, I'm in North Carolina, but today we're sitting side by side, eyeball to eyeball, and,
right.
And you know, like I said, you know, it's only one person can outsell me. That's Professor Gary Lee.
Live radio, I love it. Mr. Bowen, I can't tell you, this weekend's been incredible. What we're doing as far as education the public and also the season players, it's amazing. And personally, I want to say thank you for the past 2 years that you have allowed me people's homes on a Tuesday night at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time and allowed to do the interviews with all the incredible people that created the sport martial arts in America. Thank you from the heart. And we're going to keep working harder and harder and harder every week for you. And remember, we're live Tuesday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on the AMMA Masters Radio Blog Network.
You know, we've been out here for a very long time competing, and we look at all these kids, and it's really amazing the kids that's involved in the martial arts. And what we are saying to parents, if you're looking for something to change your life, finding a great teacher and enrolling them into a martial arts program and supporting them. You know, most times when something doesn't go right in the martial arts, someone has broken a discipline of not coming to class or the support is going away. But supporting your children. You know, I know, sir, your son Garrett, you know, he's a martial artist, you know, following his dad's footsteps. You know, do you think that the martial arts has been something that, you know, he could have probably been anything in life, but now as a teacher, you know, a head instructor. Do you feel like that the impact that he's getting from the martial arts is something that's good for him?
Well, I not only agree that it's better for him to be involved with the martial arts, and he could have picked any other, you know, job to do. But, you know, he's a great coach. He's a great competitor. But, you know, on that aspect of children growing up, something that happened a lot this weekend, I'd be walking down the hallway, and I was stopped, particularly today, by a man. He was about 30 years old. Mr. Lee, are you Gary Lee? And I said, yes, sir. He said, I was 12 years old, and you gave me a 6-foot trophy. Just gave it to me. Why'd you do that? Why'd you pick me out of the crowd to give me that trophy that you won that night? And I said, well, you know, it's not about the trophy. It was about sharing and educating and sharing the knowledge of what I could do in the martial arts. So if I gave you a trophy, no matter how big it was or what it was, it's just simply because I think I did things like I picked the smallest kid in the crowd, and I just give them the trophy. And but thank you so much. But let me ask you a question. You're still involved in the martial arts? Oh, yes, I compete every weekend. And I said, so you started at a very young age, and you're still doing it. He said, yes, sir. Well, that's the point. That missed the point that Hansi Bowen's really making clear. If you're a parent and you want to get them involved with something other than baseball and softball or tennis or gymnastics, and all those things are great, but the martial arts teaches discipline. It teaches the fundamentals of life. And most karate instructors have the heart and passion to educate your child to become a better person just in the community. So I hope that answers your question about how children can get involved and it'll change their lives. So, Mr. Bowen, that really means a lot that you mentioned that.
Well, sir, like I said, I truly do appreciate you, and I appreciate everything that, you know, you've done. I think we, you know, God brought us together for a very specific mission for us to reach out, you know, to people together. I think that we're doing that. We're reaping the blessings of doing that. And, you know, and speaking about blessings, we have with us Minister Gwen Bowen. And, you know, we don't generally allow outsiders on our show.
Yeah, but she's kind of special. She's not only a minister, but she also has her own show.
Right. That's exactly right. Now, she's one above us. Now, we're on blog, but she actually has a local radio show that she's on now, you know, twice a month of doing. And, again, the same thing, trying to spread good cheer. Minister Gwen Bowen, say something for everyone.
Hi, everyone. It's truly an awesome experience to be here sharing with the martial artists this weekend and to see the love that is shown amongst all of them and for them being so thankful and grateful unto each other for what they're continuing to do for the martial arts. And to these two gentlemen, I would just like to say a very happy Father's Day.
Wow. Thank you. Hey, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
All right. You know, wow, thank you, ma'am. That is a gift. Where are you going? You're running away. You know, thank you, ma'am. Of course, this is my wife. You know, I have learned the true essence behind, you know, every good man there is a great woman. I'm very blessed. And I hope they got me some brownie points there. It did. Oh, yeah. I know I'm going to get her a good Father's Day gift. You know?
Well, also from the AMA Masters Radio blog, happy Father's Day to all the great fathers out there. God bless you. I hope you have a great day tomorrow and spend time with your family and friends and just, you know, enjoy the day because it's your day. Happy Father's Day from the Sport Karate Museum and the AMA Masters Radio blog.
And remember, moms, if there's something you want to get dad that's a little bit different,
I want a new Ranger boat. It's more baked.
Well, honey, you know, I need another. Never mind. I need another car.
Honey, bet you have.
You know that I woke up the other morning, my phone popped on to the 2020 Corvette. It has 700 horsepower. Yeah. I'm going, that's what I need. I need that. You know, 240 miles an hour, you're just getting cruise. Of course, I wouldn't drive like that. But everyone, you know, you have to, if you're looking for something, we really want to encourage, you know, martial arts, a great teacher. If you say, well, you know, how do I find a great teacher? You know, for many of the states, we have instructors listed in our Who's Who book. Now, get a copy of the book, start reading about martial artists, what they have done in the martial arts and what martial arts has done for them. You know, we've had a great weekend. I head back on tomorrow. So when do you head back, sir?
I'm going to head back first thing tomorrow morning about 7 o'clock. And, you know, I didn't get to say this, but remember, if they want to listen to our live show, they can call in at 657-383-1410. That's Tuesday night at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And you can hear all the good stuff that's going on in America and sport karate. And, of course, our new book is coming out.
Right. And I know that you have a book. Tell everybody about your book.
Well, this is exciting. Memoirs of American Samurai has just been contracted to do a movie. And, you know, making a movie is hurry up and wait. But the starting process is pretty cool. I've got Shihan Dana Abbott, who's going to be the guest this year at the Legends Banquet, I believe. But Dana Abbott has wrote a character that contains with the book that talks about the memoirs of a samurai, how they came to America through the process of training from Edo, Japan, to Hawaii, to the United States. And it's going to be an incredible movie because it's going to tell the story how America adopted sport karate. And remember, we're always influenced what we do, but sport karate was born in America. And we protect the history one warrior at a time. Okay, God bless you, Mr. Bowen.
Hey, everyone, we've had a great time with you. We're going to sign off here, and we're going to go out and see what we can do this evening and get ready for the finals tonight. So, hey, everyone, be blessed. Don't forget, tune in for Professor Gary Lee's show on Tuesday. And remember, check us out. Go to whoswhointhemartialarts.com. Nominate someone for the book. Nominate your martial arts hero for the book. Let's get their story told. We're empowering people through the stories that we tell. Hey, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. Be blessed.
Respect. It's more than a word. It's an underlying principle of success and humanity. In the U.S. Army, respect is one of our foundation values. It's the reason we can overcome every obstacle and defeat every foe. So if you're interested in joining a team where respect is earned every day, consider joining our team. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may qualify to earn up to $40,000 in bonuses. To find out more, go to goarmy.com/bonus or call 1-800-USA-ARMY. Paid for by the U.S. Army.